This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's 2017 annual meeting at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks, broadcasting live today on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Hust Fest bound to be there tomorrow. Looking forward to our conversations with all of our good friends at Hust Fest tomorrow. And if you're there, please stop by and say hello, would you? We'd love to have you come by. We had some folks from the Grand Forks area stop by here at the Alaris Center yesterday to say hi in the lobby. We were at just outside the Aurora Ballroom 4 and 5, and they're having a grand old time. Things underway already. A motivational speaker followed Congressman Kevin Cramer today. He did a little video greeting, but the gentleman by the name of Brian Biro, they call him America's Breakthrough Coach, and you should see the fun they're having in there. Hilarious. Let's listen into a little of this.
At her board, we said, what could go wrong?
They pulled a woman out of the crowd. And asked her to break a board in front of everybody else and got the crowd to cheer for her. Can you imagine being that person that gets pulled out and they just finished with us? The place was just absolutely thundering in encouragement for this young lady, and they're kind of wrapping up the presentation now. But it's
9:50 on the break. I have the gifts for you.
Yeah, he's wrapping up. He's done. It was hilarious. They did a really neat job. I love those motivational speakers, especially ones you've never heard of before. You know, you come to a conference and they have somebody there, you have no idea, and you're like, oh, this is going to be terrible, this is awful, can't wait for this to get done, and then you just leave there jacked up and fired up and loving it. That was one of those guys right here. It was really, really good. So they have a full morning of the things going on. It wraps up today with lunch here in Grand Forks, the annual meeting, and we're going to chat today on the program with Ron Ness, the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We'll also chat with Lynn Helms, the Department of Mineral Resources, and talk a little bit about the meeting, what's come out of it. There's been a lot of talk about Governor Doug Burgum's push for, we're at 1 million barrels, why not 2? Let's set a goal and let's go for 2 million barrels, right? And the other dual goal that he's brought forward is to say, we have pipelines, they're extraordinarily important in getting product to market, right? And why not a goal that says, we don't want any of them to leak? Which I think is very Burgum-esque, right? These are both very, very Burgum-esque goals. Now, if you're in the industry and your head's down and you're watching this move incrementally and you're seeing the oil price, really because of the success of the oil and gas industry in America and the shale play inching, bit by bit to a more comfortable price, that's hard to hear. What? What are you talking about? We just got back to 1 million. You're talking about going to 2 million barrels a day? What in the world? You know, or no leaks. Yeah, well, of course we want no leaks, but that's not realistic. Let's talk about the leak thing for a second. Is it realistic to say no pipeline should ever leak? It's sort of like saying, is it realistic to say no car should ever be in an accident? We know how many cars are on the road. We know there's going to be a certain amount of accidents that are going to happen, right? That's just mathematics, really. Okay. But what I love about Doug Burgum, our governor, is that he is pushing people to an uncomfortable spot. And I think all of us tend to get in our lane, do what we do, and we just know, okay, we're here, and this is where we're going to go. No Limits is a book that I've read recently and really enjoyed for that very reason. It's a good book, and I'd recommend it. Just borrowed it to my neighbor, and my neighbor, you know, is Vince the hot tub guy, right? I think we've made Vince famous with all of his radio commercials now. So we exchanged books. He gave me a great book about just how the retail world is changing, and that is fascinating, I have to tell you. And I gave him my John Maxwell book, No Limits. But I'll give you the book. I'll save you the $28 at Amazon or whatever, but I'd still buy it if I were you. And I'll tell you what the book basically says. We put limits on ourselves that we don't need to put on ourselves. That there is so much capacity. And the difference between what we do and what we are capable of doing could solve every problem in the world. back to where I started with the motivational speaker here. That's why I love motivational speakers. That's why I love a governor that makes people uncomfortable. Myself included. Sometimes, hey, you shouldn't say that. You know, why are you doing it that way? Are you sure? Because people then get uncomfortable. In this industry that we are celebrating today with their annual meeting is extraordinarily important to the future of our great state. It is, in my mind, one of three pillars. You got ag, you got energy, and in my mind, everything else. Okay? You got ag and energy and everything else. Technology, manufacturing, and all the other pieces that sort of touch other pieces of the other two stools. That will drive the future of North Dakota. Okay? So this, one of three legs, you know, one of the legs goes, we're done. This industry is that important. I love that they're a little uncomfortable from that kind of pushing. I really do. I think it's important, and I think it is extraordinarily essential that if we're going to get where we can go, that there be a little bit of uncomfortable. If you're not uncomfortable at least once in the day, you're in my mind too comfortable. So, there's some food for thought. The other thing I want to talk about a little bit today, I'll tell you who we have for guests. First of all, as I mentioned, Ron Ness and Lynn Helms will both be here. From the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're going to talk with Steve Moore. Steve spoke to this group yesterday. I've gotten to know Steve over the years. He is an amazing talent. He's a good-hearted guy, smart as a whip, and most of his life has been pushing Republicans and conservatives in Washington, D.C. to think about jobs and the economy first, in a Reagan-esque way. So he and Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow, they get in a room, and fortunately they have the ear of President Trump. They did all throughout the campaign, and they have had since he's been president. They help shape this tax plan, which is Reagan-esque. And yesterday, I've known Steve probably better than a decade. He was giddy. He was like a kid in a candy store yesterday. He was so excited about the Trump tax plan. Because, obviously, as an advisor, you advocate for something. You don't know what the final plan is going to be. There's all kinds of people pushing and pulling. The president's senior economic advisor is a guy by the name of Gary Cohn. He's a Democrat. Okay? You don't know what he's going to come up with. You've got people in Congress. You've got and you just don't know. Everybody's got a different idea. He was thrilled, absolutely thrilled with the plan. And immediately, the Democrats began with what they always began. But they began with an argument, ladies and gentlemen, that has been very successful. We've not had major tax reform in this country since what Reagan did in the mid-80s, which took us well into the 90s, gave Clinton something to take credit for. The incredible, but for 9/11, you know, it was just boom. We don't have any deficit. 9/11, the war on terror, certainly took us to a place where we needed a deficit again, and ultimately a debt. It was bad under Bush, but what did Barack Obama do? He doubled it, ladies and gentlemen. He doubled it, and that's why I think we finally have an argument against the argument that has worked for so long about, tax breaks for the rich, that's all it is, tax breaks for the rich. In my mind, first of all, we should never apologize, is the word I'm looking for. We should never apologize for saying, okay, do we want the highest tax rate? No. Because if we lower the tax rate and these corporations and these fat cats are writing smaller checks to the government, where does the difference go between what they write a check to the government for and their bank account? It goes into hiring, expanding, growing. That's what they do. Entrepreneurs take risks, and it ultimately leads to jobs and the economy. So we're going to talk to Steve more about that, but I want you to think about this. How do we, because look, if we're going to wait for Heidi Heitkamp to decide whether or not she's for this, we're going to be dead and buried. Okay? She'll have more excuses than monkeys have uncles. And so will a lot of other Democrats. We've got to take what we have. That is a majority, but a small one, and make sure they hear us unlike anything that's ever been heard before. To say, you must do this for everybody, every taxpayer. Teeny, 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 all the way up to the most successful. And that's what they are. They aren't rich. They're successful. They risk capital to get to a spot. Okay? Don't ever apologize for that. I want to talk about that. And we have Jim the Flagpole Guy. He's eastward bound. I think he said he was in Dickinson yesterday and Mandaree and be in Fargo today. And, of course, back home to Williston later tonight. So Jim the Flagpole Guy will check in, too, on what's on your mind. And also your calls, your questions, your comments at 800-228-0550. I have some excerpts from the president's speech yesterday on this in Indiana. And also some of his answers to our friend Pete Hegseth from Fox News. And they did a little interview yesterday that I thought was very good, explaining a lot of this. So I want to play some of that for you as well. So we have all that and more live from Grand Forks today. We have a call from San Francisco waiting to go. We have a call from South Dakota waiting to go. And more lines open, so call now at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Text Todd or I. And let's go.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable flare trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last. With American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity. Bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Your tax plan intended to help?
Really, the working people. We say the working people, middle class, the people that really haven't been treated right, Pete, and they have been treated right, really for a long time, have not been treated right. Also, it's going to be for businesses where they're going to employ jobs, where they're going to bring in jobs. So it's for jobs. This is a tax plan for jobs and growth, growth for our country. It'll be the largest reduction in terms of dollars of any plan ever in the history of the country, and it's going to be something very special. But it's really for the middle-income people, and it's for the working people, and it's for jobs.
That is Donald Trump in his interview with Pete Hegseth in Indiana yesterday. I liked what I heard in the sense that it's taking dead on the argument that, of course, the Democrats will use against it, saying it's tax breaks for the rich, right? We're brought to you in part today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Do me a favor today. At some point, get to the website of H.A. Thompson & Sons. It's hatandsons.com. And go to the commercial link. If you own or operate a business, you need to know about Link Service. And they do it all across North Dakota. It will save you money. Bottom line, hatandsons.com. Nobody has probably done more on behalf of jobs and the economy and advising the President of the United States and our good friend Stephen Moore is back with us yesterday in Grand Forks for the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council and now hitting the road to talk about this plan now that we have more of the details. Steve, great to see you yesterday and welcome back to the program.
Come to North Dakota, the sun shines. It was a beautiful day, and met so many great people, and boy, what a turnout for that conference of like 400 people or something, standing room only, and Grand Forks is a great, great little town. I loved it. I loved the people, and now we got to get this tax cut bill passed. I mean, you know, the bill that came out, it was being released right as I was speaking there in Grand Forks, but now I've had a chance to really go over the details, and this thing's a home run. It really is, Scott. I mean, it has the lower rates for our businesses, big businesses and small businesses, the 27 million small businesses in this country. It's about $2,000 tax cut for the average middle class family. It's going to get rid of a lot of the loopholes. And, you know, people think the tax code is rigged in favor of the special interest, and they're right. It is rigged to the special interest. Let's get the special interest out of the equation and get the American worker and the American businesses into the equation.
Of course, the big question of getting this done is going to be, can we fight the rhetoric well enough? Here's what Chuck Schumer is saying about it. I want to get your response to this. Roll it.
They get their rate cut from 35 all the way to 20%. Now, will this result in hiring workers? The track record says no. They're flush with money already. There's no proof. No real belief, no real argument that they're going to take this new money and put it into creating jobs.
What about that?
Where do you start? I mean, where do you start with these people, right, Scott? I mean, everything he said is just dingbat economics. The Democrats believe in wealth redistribution, racial identity politics, and giving away things for free. That's what the Democratic Party is about today. And it is going to be very interesting. The reason I so much wanted to do your show today is because I can't. You know, let's see if she stands up for taxpayers here. I think you were telling me, Scott, yesterday off the air, what, 70% of North Dakotans want this tax cut, something like that?
Yeah, I think it's 74. The tax reform polls in North Dakota at 74% approval.
74%. So she's going to go against the wishes of 3 out of 4 North Dakotans. By the way, North Dakota also gets, you know, a big, because you're not a high-income tax state, it benefits North Dakota. I mean, this is a state that's a real winner, and it helps the oil and gas industry. So how in the world would she – is she going to vote for all the liberal special interests in Washington, or is she going to vote for the people of North Dakota? I think we got a shot at getting her vote, but I thought we had a shot at getting her vote on Obamacare repeal. She didn't come through for us on that, but we will see. But she's on the spot here, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, hold her feet to the fire. I want everybody listening to this show, you know, drop a note to Heidi Heitkamp. Call her, you know, office, 202-224-3121. Say, we want this tax cut. We want Heidi Heitkamp to vote for lower taxes for American and North Dakota businesses and workers.
You said yesterday
and
that
by the
you
way,
thought...
this idea, let me, I'm sorry, I you got me so fired up here, Scott. You know, you asked me that question about what Schumer's saying, oh, all these rich people are going to get this tax cut. Ladies and gentlemen, those are small business owners.
Well, that's my point. I wanted to bring that up because
you said... They're people like me and you, Scott. I mean, I don't consider myself rich. I don't know if you consider yourself rich. But, you know, I could use, you know, I employ 5 people in my business. I could use, you know, if I get a tax cut, maybe I could employ a 6th person.
Well,
you know,
and
maybe
that
I could pay my workers a little bit more.
I would say this. He said there's no proof. Don't we have proof after what JFK did and what Ronald Reagan did?
Yeah, I'm Reagan. I look at the states, the low income tax states, and this. Okay, then this the new argument by the liberals is, you know, the companies already have so much money. Why aren't they investing it? Because the taxes are so high. The after tax cost of investing is so high. They're just sitting on cash. It's terrible. We want to get that money reinjected into the economy by cutting the taxes so they get a higher return. I mean, why don't they? You know, the problem is, Scott, none of these people have ever run a business. Chuck Schumer's never run a business. He doesn't know anything about meeting a payroll. Come on.
Exactly. But my point is there is proof, number one. And number two, let's just use our noodle here a little bit, as our second grade or third grade teachers used to tell us, right? Just use your noodle and to say, okay, if I have a big check that I'm writing to the federal government and there's tax reform change and now that check is less, what am I going to do with it? These people already have enough money to go to Tahiti anytime they want. They're going to reinvest it. That's how they've made their money, is in building things and hiring people and doing money with it. That's just a no-brainer, is it not?
It is. And, you know, Scott, I mean, I go to places like, you know, the great state of North Dakota all the time, and I go to every state from California to Maine to Michigan. So I'm on the road 2 or 3 days a week, and I talk to small business men and women, you know. And every time I ask them, I said, you know, if you get this tax cut, what are you going to do with it? And I'd say at least on a 7 out of 10 say, oh, I'm going to plow that money right back into the business. I'm going to grow the business. You know, if you have – why do Democrats hate business so much? I mean, without employers, you don't have jobs. Isn't that obvious?
Here's Adam with a comment. He said, this needs to be defined now before leftists have a chance to steal the narrative. It's a tax break for everyone. With a doubling of the standard deduction, many more people will end up paying zero in taxes, and the majority of businesses are small, and many are not, quote, flush with cash. How do we control the narrative?
You're right. Here's the problem with that. I mean, you're right. That should be. I like that. I'm going to use that line. But you know what? You know, half of the Democratic voters don't pay any taxes, so they don't care.
But we can counter it. I mean, to me, this is all about messaging, right?
Well, so we got so many people. We got 70 million people on Medicaid right now. We got 40 million people on food stamps. We got another 15 million people on housing subsidies. I mean, there are so many. You know, so many people are just hooked on government. You know, and they don't pay any taxes. So you know, it's for the people. Look, ladies and gentlemen, if you pay taxes.
You there, Steve? I lost a bit. If you pay taxes.
Yeah. He's being hacked.
And I'm now thinking what he's about to say is going to be really, really, really profound, and then I don't hear anything else.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're all waiting for that punchline there. The money shot's coming up. Oh,
Steve Moore is a channel. Well, Steve Moore was... instrumental in crafting this plan, advising President Trump. And I do want to ask him a little bit about how Donald Trump might be different than past presidents in actually getting it across the finish line. But we're coming up at a break, so we'll have to do that on the other side of the break. And I know he's got a busy hour. He is in demand. He is everywhere talking about this plan, which is, I'm glad, because he is a guy. And I will send him the note from Adam. Adam, thank you for the line. I'll let him steal it easy, in a more easy fashion, because I'll actually forward the text on to Steve Moore. Brought to you in part today by PetroServe USA. Fill up! With a 4-for-4 deal today at PetroServe USA to pump you on. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
One of the greatest memories I have of my grandfather, Adam, is leaning over a pool table and having a blast. That's what we did on holidays. And the greatest gift ever was that pool table. Olhausen is the name in pool tables. And Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Olhausen the best?
Well, it's made in the United States, 100%, in Portland, Tennessee. Every table goes in a tree and comes out a unique piece of furniture designed for you and your family.
I love that Carson Wentz has one with a bison logo on it.
Yeah, we can do it right on the table itself, on the felt. We can totally have Olhausen customize any pool table, and that's why Olhausen's the best. Also, we talk about AccuFast cushion. The rails will never go dead. It's a one-of-a-kind lifetime warranty on best playing, best build, only in America pool table. It's Olhausen or nothing.
And for a limited time, receive no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
I look forward to working with Congress to deliver these historic tax cuts and reforms to the American people. These tax cuts are significant. There's never been tax cuts like what we're talking about. Our framework is based on four key ideas. First, we will cut taxes for the everyday, hardworking Americans, the people that work so long, so hard, and they've been forgotten. But they're not forgotten anymore. I think we proved that on November 8th. Under this framework, the first $12,000 of income earned by a single individual will be tax-free. And a married couple won't pay a dime in taxes on their first $24,000 of income. So a married couple up to $24,000 can spend their money on their family, on their children, on what they have to do. So much better. In other words, more income for more people will be taxed at a rate of zero.
Is that not unbelievable? And he's leading with that. It goes to the texters, the listener earlier that sent the note to Steve Moore. And by the way, Steve Moore had to jump to his next interview, so he said, let's do it some more next week. But he had to go. He is he's great. He told some fascinating stories about President Trump yesterday. And he told me one, too. I'll just share this one with you quick. I was driving to the airport yesterday. He planned to spend the entire day in Grand Forks yesterday. And then once his tax plan came out, he was wanted everywhere by CNN and others, and he couldn't find a place to do an interview from here and, you know, have the uplink work. So he had to get back to New York so that he could do the interviews. But anyway, we're on the way back, and we were talking a little bit about Trump and the position against the NFL or taking a knee. And he said, you know, I learned a really important lesson one time during the campaign. Myself, Larry Kudlow, and others had sat down with him and said, Mr. President, just talk about jobs in the economy. Jobs in the economy will win you this presidential race, this nomination battle, and the presidential race. And he'd been on television doing something, talking about the plan. The president called him to say, hey, I happened to catch that. It was fabulous. Thank you. Appreciate your support. Glad you're doing that. And he said, Mr. President, I have to take this opportunity. Remember last time we talked, we said, really, it's important for you to focus only on jobs in the economy, and you're in a little bit of trouble right now. I forget what it was over. It was something to do with the Second Amendment and a gun deal that he'd injected into a different debate, and I don't remember what it was. It was during the campaign, but and it caused a big stir, of course, because of what he said about the Second Amendment. And so he said, I was using the opportunity to say, you know, hey, focus on the game. And he said, usually when you do that to a political leader, they, you know, will say, yeah, fine, thanks, or whatever, and, you know, sort of take it and whatever. He said, no, you're completely wrong, Steve. You're completely wrong. You've got to understand that the people who support me don't get enough support. And like me, they believe in the Second Amendment. They believe it's under attack. And if people like me don't stand up for it, I'm not standing up for them. So I'll never apologize for that. And I don't care that it didn't fit into the story of the day or anything else. Everybody who believes in the Second Amendment heard that today. Guess what? If they weren't for me before that, they're for me now. And Steve told me, I learned a really important lesson about Donald Trump at that point, that he's 10 steps ahead of everybody. And every time he does something, you think, ooh, what the heck's he doing? He knows what he's doing. And he said, that's exactly what I've been thinking through the entire situation with the, you know, the dust up with the NFL. And I think Steve's right. It's a fun story. Just thought I'd share. All right, let's get to some phone calls here because you run the show. Well, Todd runs the show, but the callers, they run us. Isn't that how it goes, Todd? We work for them. We're working for them, even though you're the boss. I think that's the correct pecking order. Get out the org chart, would you? We have to have the org chart here somewhere. Where are the callers on the org chart? Aren't they, like, right at the top? I think they are. Todd's tired from Hostfest. They wear him out. Those crazy Norwegians. Every time he goes there, he comes back. Poor guy can hardly get his head off the pillow. Even the MyPillow pillow. It's awful. It's brutal. So cut Todd a little slack today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Here's a question I have for you that I would love to hear your answers on, either by text or you can call me, and I prefer you call me, okay? 800-228-0550. How should President Trump sell this tax plan? How should President Trump respond to people saying this is a tax cut for the rich? And not just President Trump, anybody. In my mind, we can sell this. Now, I realize Chuck Schumer, you're probably never going to get him, and likely Heidi Heitkamp. The only thing, I've had a theory about Senator Heidi Heitkamp that is sort of in the minority, and that is that she has to find a way to vote for this. It has 74% approval. She's just got to find a way. Politically, she has to find a way. All right? And there probably are enough other Democrats that are going to do this that the thing will pass anyway, so it's really not a vote where it's decided. The key thing on any Heidi Heitkamp quote-unquote bipartisanship, you have to ask yourself, is it the deciding vote? Like, if she had decided to go along with the plan to get North Dakota $1 billion more, better health care for Native Americans, better flexibility for the governor to take care of the tough cases, of the really tough cases, right here at home, she could have been the deciding vote. Well, she's not going to do that. On the bill to stick it to the oil and gas industry, left over from the Obama administration. Okay, all those Obama regulations that could have been lifted, the flaring rule. She was a deciding vote in favor of keeping the Obama rules. So the bipartisan test for her has to be a vote where she is the deciding vote. Because, for instance, on tax reform, if there are six Democrats that are coming along and they're joining the other Republicans and it's going to pass, it's a 74% issue in North Dakota, that's a layup. Then she can go to Chuckie Schumer and say, it's going to pass anyway, and I need to be able to go back and say that I did it. Those are the kind of games. I think those games will give you a headache, folks, to try and follow them. It's how the swamp works, and it's not worth us spending a lot of time on. I'm talking about real mom-and-pop support. I'm talking about if you go into your favorite cafe today and you bring us up this subject, what do they say? And if they say tax breaks for the rich are a bad idea, you got to say time out. Didn't you hear what the president said today, that the first $12,000 on anything you earn is tax-free? Are you married? You are? Okay. The first $24,000, tax-free. You don't pay a penny of taxes on it. No federal tax. Really? Yes. What about the fat cats? Do you care? Why do you care? You're going to get a break. And by the way, the fat cats, I mean, I love this argument. I love taking it on with anybody that'll listen. Rich people are not evil. This country is nothing but for profit. The genius of America is giving people opportunity to think of things, to do things, to build things that generate a profit, which does what? Put food on the table of every employee they have. Allow their kids to go to college. To build a little bigger house. To maybe get a lake place. That's nothing to apologize for. Does that make sense? So I think we have to design a counter to the argument and show them. You heard Steve Moore, one of the best, say, I'm going to steal that from one of our listeners, Adam. I like that. Let's do more of that at 800-228-0550. All right, let me get some of these calls. David in San Francisco wants to talk about corporations. What about corporations, David?
Oh, yeah, how are you, Scott? I'm David, the Green Party guy out here.
Okay.
And, I'm the guy that supports Ralph Nader.
Okay.
You know, so I have to look at stuff scientifically. By the way, your guest there, was it Stephen Moore? Is he still there, or is he gone?
He's gone.
Oh, okay, because I would have loved to get a one-liner against him. He made a pretty cheesy comment about basically, what you're talking about is not being able to, not having to pay taxes anymore. The government is finally saying, okay, these people are too poor to pay taxes. And that's not good for America to finally acknowledge that if you're making 28 grand a year or whatever, the 24 grand, you don't have to pay taxes.
Let me just, for the sake of this argument, David, accept your premise that that's a bad thing. What's the alternative? And how would you do it?
Well, yeah, I'll give an example. You know, Puerto Rico just got blown apart. And do you know, we got the minimum wage in America at it's closing in on $10 an hour. Puerto Rico's minimum wage, even though they are the 51st state of America, their minimum wage is 31 cents an hour. 31 cents an hour in Puerto Rico. So now, where's a guy like Stephen Moore talk about that so many people in Puerto Rico are poor and la la la? 31 cents an hour minimum wage in Puerto Rico?
Well, the economy's not the U.S., but that doesn't.
I'm a Green Party, right? So I do not give.
But what I'm trying to get at, if you think it's a bad idea that people at the low end of the scale get a tax break because you think it's just a failure that they don't have enough money to pay taxes, and that's nothing to celebrate.
Who set it up so that their minimum wage, and I hate, Obama was the one that
David, do me a favor. Do me a favor, David. Tell me what you would do different. Okay, I'm getting a minimum wage in Puerto Rico. I want to know what you do different in America than the Trump tax plan.
How can they rebuild if their minimum wage is 31 cents an hour?
If you want to talk about America, call back. Puerto Rico, I can't deal with their economy today. Jim in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, no matter what they do on a tax thing, it's always going to be an attack on the rich because the Democrats always play for the one basic sin that every one of us have and we have to fight, jealousy. They're jealous. They want to create jealousy of the person that's doing better. And there's this thing, well, we can't love the rich. I said, well, okay.
Okay, so you're giving me the problem, the pain point, and I agree with everything you said. That's the game they play. It's called class warfare, race baiting. Yeah. This is how they build their base. I get it. What do you do about it? What do you say in counter to it?
Well, that's the top. I would just go there and say everybody gets a tax break, and then tax cuts have never ever failed. I would go back to the JFK's cuts and the Ronald Reagan cuts and say, The proof is in the pudding, but I understand a lot of people. That's the only way you can do it, but it's.
Jim. You got a good idea there. I mean, put it on a postcard, and you could.
Yep.
And say, okay,
yep.
here's where tax rates were under JFK.
Yep.
Here's where you took them. Look how much more money came in. Okay?
Yep.
Tried it again in 86. Same thing happened. Meanwhile, nothing's been done since. Look at the miserable economy under Barack Obama. Absolutely horrible. Absolutely horrible. Because it was more, 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 gimme, gimme, gimme.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hovind. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Best tomorrow in Minot. Make sure you stop by the cookie booth. That's right by the cookie booth. The folks from Touchstone have the little bakery there in one of the walkways at Husfest, and you'll smell the cookies. Just follow your nose to the cookies, and you'll find us right there. Love to see you. Today we're in Grand Forks, 2017, North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting. Been a great lineup here. You heard Steve Moore raving about it earlier. Ron Ness will join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and Lynn Helms coming up here in a little bit as well. In the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. Your text, too. You can text me at 701-367-2054. You can also text Todd. Is Todd back? Is he back from the Husfest Recovery Rehab Program? No? Okay. All right. What'd you do to him, Manny? See, it was too many meatballs is what the deal was. You think that was the deal?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Would you vouch for that? Yeah, I would too. You can text Todd, and when he gets done from the Hospice Rehab Program, he'll pass those along. 701-226-8503.
701-226-8503.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. Are you feeling okay?
I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I was busy lining up your lutefisk for tomorrow.
No, I think we've had that conversation. I'm not
right.
That stupid. Yeah. Well, you can line up lutefisk for me to take home to use to caulk windows, but not to eat.
This is on Scott's mind, though. This is what's on the listener's mind and the client's mind, and everybody wants you to try it.
They're overwhelmingly wanting me to. I said I would try it to caulk my windows with. I'm just not going to eat it.
But, Scott, we sailed over from the old world to the new world based in part on our eating lutefisk.
Can't do it.
I
can't. Well, tell you
like
what,
fish, right?
There is one way. If any listener on our trip to New York City, November 27th through December 2nd, requests that I dine on lutefisk, maybe at Cat's Deli. We're going to Cat's Deli the first day we get there. Because if you've never been to the Cat's Deli, trust me, you've never had a meal like this. And I'm pretty sure they have.
Is it the Cat's Meow?
No, K-A-T-Z. K-A-T-Z.
Okay.
Check it out. It's famous.
You know the expression, the Cat's Meow, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
It is the Cat's Meow, but it's just spelled K-A-T-Z. Anyway, this place is where When Harry Met Sally.
Filmed.
You remember the famous scene where they're at the deli and she's making some interesting noises. I called them obscene noises one day when I was talking about the New York City trip. And somebody texted me and said, "Well, speak for yourself if you think those are obscene." I think that's sort of the goal. But anyway, I just don't want to go there. But if you remember the movie, great. If you don't worry about it. She had an interesting conversation. We'll leave it at that. It was Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, but I don't remember their names in When Harry Met Sally. But I guess it was Harry and Sally. I guess. The Cat's Deli is really it's famous. They even have a little sign up where they ate. And I could care less about the movie or that spot, but the food is unbelievable. So I'll have a little lutefisk there. And I should tell you, since I did mention that
you're trusting New York people over Norwegians.
No, Norwegians will come to New York City with us. That's what I'm saying. They'll come along, and if they demand it, fine. Then I'll do it. Otherwise, I'm going to caulk the windows with it. Anyway, Monday, November 27th through December 2nd, we have 10 spots left now, so another two since we left the air yesterday. A Live After 5 cruise around Manhattan Island, two Broadway shows, the longest-running musical ever, Phantom of the Opera. The other, Beautiful, the Carole King musical. That was a new one. It's getting a lot of buzz. Radio City's Music Hall. We go to Fox and Friends and actually hang out with Steve and Brian and Ainsley and the whole crew right there. We go to Ellis Island. We eat at some great places in addition to Cat's Deli, Carmine's, the Trump Tower. You got to see that place. Ellen Stardust Diner, great entertainment there. We go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum. It's the best of New York tour, it is. And my wife has put together this tour. She does a great job with it every year. You'll love it, okay? But anyway, last chance to sign up because the deadline's Monday. We need all the names by Monday to get you in at the good deal. 952-898-0008. Somebody the other day said, that seems a little spendy. Do me a favor. Get the itinerary and then go through. Just say, okay, airline.
Oh, my God.
Hotel. How many meals included? Broadway shows. Rockettes, 9/11 Museum. You know, it really isn't actually. Tour.
No, you told let up, and it's a deal.
It is, yeah. There's a little bit of sticker shock to it, so I get that. But trust me, you're gonna love every minute. It'll be a memory you'll have for a lifetime, and everything's easy. I mean, the bus meets us at the airport. You're on the same bus the whole time. It's right outside the hotel when you leave. You know, you got a little.
Well,
time
you can't
for
just go buy the Fox and Friends thing either. I mean, that's one of those things you can't just.
Oh, right,
Todd.
That's a very good point. That's priceless. So anyway, 952-898-0008. Call today. Jason is who you're calling. 952-898-0008 or email me, scotth@flagfamily.com, and I'll get you the goodies. I'm sorry, it's taking a while here, so let me get to the calls, and we'll get to more of you next hour as well. Let's go to Michael and Tioga. What's on your mind, Michael?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Just curious, maybe you can help me out here. I have some difficulty figuring out in my mind what the federal government is doing or should even be doing, mandating a minimum wage figure when if you travel the country, the economies differ so vastly from point A to point B. I think this should be a state issue and not a federal issue.
Of course it should, Michael. You're absolutely right. And what the federal minimum wage ends up doing is costing jobs. It's a payoff to unions. That's all it is. It's a payoff to unions because many of the higher wages are set on the minimum wage federally. So, good point, Michael.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? Say, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers, and they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.